This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In order to get their music heard, artists need to offer their material on a variety of platforms, CDs, iTunes, and Spotify, among others. We're going to hear about a band which created a song with one purpose, to make it go extinct. Here's Sean Hurley with the story.
There was something coming in the mail, the rarest, most endangered thing to ever arrive in our mailbox.
Here it is.
A slim cardboard box. Inside it, a 7-inch vinyl record. On the record, the most endangered song in the world.
On Earth Day, 400 people received a rare record with one song on it, titled Samaritan Tiger. The record is one of only 400 and will degrade after a certain amount of plays. There are no digital copies of the song in existence. The endangered song. The first song made to go extinct unless it's reproduced, unless it's reproduced, unless it's reproduced.
I battled open the tiny cardboard box and set the clear plastic record on my turntable. I sat back in the warm cookie crackle of diamond on vinyl. So this isn't just a song etched into a rotten kind of plastic that fails as fast as possible. It's part of the Smithsonian Zoo's awareness campaign for the critically endangered Sumatran tiger. Only about 400 tigers are left alive in the wild today, thus 400 records. The idea is that the 400 influencers who received a copy of the endangered song will be responsible for saving it by uploading the digital copy they make to YouTube or SoundCloud or really anywhere on the internet. Save the song, save the tiger, is the somewhat strained analogy. The layered gimmick here, if I can call it that, is that the Smithsonian National Zoo wants to raise awareness on two fronts. First, save the tiger. Second, to reinvent the public's idea of what the Smithsonian is. Their cobwebbed image as a museum that could itself be inside a museum needed an overhaul. So says a recent study commissioned by the Smithsonian Zoo's head of communications, Pamela Baker Masson.
And what the data showed is that people think the Smithsonian Institution is a dusty place that collects objects. But very few people realize that what we do here is a tremendous amount of academic work, research in the case of the zoo and the Conservation Biology Institute. It's all about conservation.
While probably best known for successfully breeding the giant panda in captivity, the zoo also has many smaller victories.
And we even have animals that we've reintroduced to the wild. And the black-footed ferret is a perfect example of that in North America.
But success with the black-footed ferret couldn't help them with the endangered tiger and the bad image problem. And right from the start, Baker Masson says the zoo was faced with a huge obstacle. They wanted a national awareness campaign, but they didn't have any money to pay for it. But then they got lucky.
Well, we were introduced to DDB, and they agreed to provide the creative services to develop a national campaign for us, all pro bono.
DDB is the New York ad agency responsible for the iconic Think Small campaign for the VW bug in the 1960s. They're also said to be the inspiration for a particular show about men who are mad.
DDB is often mentioned in Mad Men, and you know, DDB as a company is largely credited with starting the creative revolution in the 60s. We're still on Madison Avenue and still in the same office we were back then.
That's Matt Eastwood, Chief Creative Director at DDB.
It's the Don Draper role, which essentially means that I oversee all of the creative output from the company.
Well, it's hard to imagine Don Draper uttering the words pro bono. Eastwood says DDB has always done a certain amount of work for free.
It sort of comes from the founder of our company. So a guy called Bill Birnbach founded the company, and he had a belief that creativity can change the world for the better. And that's sort of built into our annual performance reviews, in that we are required to deliver some projects that help make the world a better place using creative excellence.
Eastwood was instantly on board when he heard about the endangered Sumatran tiger / Smithsonian image project. He picked a team of writers, artistic directors, and designers, and set them to work.
We got to the idea quicker than we got to making the idea. It took a long time to pull together. It was very hard to, first of all, to get a band to sign up to release their song not digitally, only on, you know, in analog form, which is pretty unusual.
Portugal the Man is an alt-rock band whose two founding members, John Gourley and Zach Carruthers, grew up together in Alaska and who spend a small part of their time wishing they'd named their band differently. One of their songs can be heard on an episode of The Walking Dead, and another beds a Taco Bell commercial.
That's one reason.
Portugal the Man don't have huge hits, but they do well on the alternative charts. They're also known for their charity work. Co-founder Zach Carruthers plays bass and sings backup.
A lot of things with charities can be very sketchy, you know. Sometimes you don't know where all the money's going. And I thought that this one was a very cool way to raise awareness.
Carruthers says the response to the band's involvement in the project has been largely positive. But there have been some critics, including one unconvinced Tiger advocate, with whom Carruthers corresponded at length.
And he's a big activist about wild cats. And basically, the end, I was just like, I guess all I can say is how many people were talking about the Sumatran tiger on the internet last week versus this week. There's a lot more this week. And that's all we were trying to, that was our main goal.
Pamela Baker Masson says the Smithsonian has been tracking the numbers of people talking about the project.
Instantly, within 48 hours, by our count, we reached probably 3.5 million people just through social media.
But can an internet-based song-saving campaign translate into saving real tigers in Indonesia? Zach Carruthers thinks so.
You know, they're a protected animal in Indonesia. And so it just makes everybody way more accountable and puts the eyes on them. You just need a lot of set of eyes on people to make sure they're doing the right thing.
Matt Eastwood agrees, but sees this as a simple first step in the right direction.
Well, I think what we're trying to do is set a foundation of knowledge. And I think people can't care about a problem if they don't know about the problem. And so I think awareness in this case is hugely important. And then, you know, it's the beginning of a much longer journey, I think. This in itself is not going to save the Sumatran tiger, but it's a start.
Have you ever wondered what would happen if a zoo and an ad agency and a band came together to make a record to save a tiger? You can watch it all unfold on YouTube and SoundCloud, where dozens and dozens of copies have been uploaded and shared. Even if the endangered song was never really in any danger, there's no denying that it was saved. Whether that internet rescue will have any impact on a near-extinct species in Indonesia is another matter. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.